Previously on Heroes.
Trying to hear my thoughts, Matt? Not with my friend here. He's special too.
Everything we say, everything you see, by tomorrow it won't matter.
3 months ago, my job made perfect sense to me. And then I pulled the Siler case.
Gabriel Siler.
You're gonna be completely clean in no time.
And you're sure I'll still be able to paint?
After I teach you, yes.
Peter's got all these ideas in his head. Thinks he's supposed to make a difference.
You believe him?
I'm not sure what to believe anymore.
I'm taking Micah. And I'm taking the money.
We're going hunting.
I told her where we are. She's on her way.
I teleported forward, backward, but I couldn't save her. I failed.
You're not done here. That's why I'm not even going to say goodbye.
Now that you know about them, what will you do?
Find them. Tell them who they are if they don't already know. Warn them of the dangers they face.
I know when, and I know where the cheerleader gets attacked. I have to stop him.
Siler and Peter fight.
You don't want to hurt me. Go to sleep.
Peter heals himself after the fall.
He's the one saving you. Did I save the world? Put your hands on your head! What are you doing?
You're lucky to be alive.
It's not luck, Dad. I have something I have to tell you.
Claire Bennett, Odessa, Texas. Claire and her father get home. Claire still covered in blood and looking shaken. Mr. Bennett gets some towels from another room.
Are you mad at me?
Said anything since we got in the car. Since I told you.
He gives her the towel.
No. I've just been thinking. I have something I need to tell you. It's not fair to keep it from you any longer. What you can do. I've known about you, Claire. I knew before you knew, before you made those tapes with Zach.
You saw the tape. Why didn't you say anything?
There are a lot of reasons, but mostly I just wanted to protect you.
Protect me all this time? I've felt so alone and like some sort of freak, and you knew.
I've worked very hard. I've done some things that I am not proud of to keep you safe.
What kinds of things?
I just wanted you to have a normal life.
Jackie died because of me. He thought she was me, didn't he?
That man is taken care of. I promise you.
You and Mom knew all this time.
Your mother doesn't know. Neither does your brother.
Actually, Lyle kind of found out.
Really? Anybody else?
Just Zach.
Nobody else can know. It's the only way to keep you safe. That man who tried to kill you, there are others out there like him. Who want what you have and will hurt you to get it. That's why we can't tell your mother, we can't tell anybody. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick Lyle up from practice and I'll talk to him. You talk to Zach. Any other tapes you've made? I need you to destroy them.
Matt Parkman, Union Wells High School.
The victim was a student, Jacqueline Wilcox. And the crime scene fits Siler's M.O.
He took her brain?
No, but the incision in her skull said he wanted to, but somebody got in his way.
Well, they have a suspect in custody, a hospice nurse from New York.
And you think he may be Siler?
No. I think this is. See, judging by the blood patterns, I'd say he stopped here to catch his breath and then just disappeared.
You know what? Maybe he didn't. Look at this. The tread pattern's totally different. These are two new sets of footprints.
That's the fourth handful of those you knocked down since we got off the
plane. I have headaches. The whole Janice thing.
She slipped up, Parkman. And it sucks, but it happens. You've never cheated on her?
No. You don't believe me.
Well, statistically speaking, law enforcement attracts a certain kind of male personality.
Oh, what personality would that be?
Dogs.
And a female personality?
Bitches. We keep it in the canine family.
Okay, so two new sets of footprints. You think Siler had accomplices?
With the amount of blood he lost, there's no way he got out of here by himself. So I guess we'll ask this... Peter Petrelli.
Chapter 11. Fallout. Peter's lying down in a cell when a policeman opens the door to let Nathan in.
Nathan, what are you doing here?
You get in trouble, I drop everything and fix it. Isn't that how things work? Get you out of here soon.
What, no lecture?
I'm just glad you're alive.
Why did you destroy that painting? Why did you try and keep me from coming here?
That painting showed you dead, Peter. And when I got the phone call, I nearly believed it for you.
Yeah, I thought I'd be a hero.
Yeah. How'd that work out for you?
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
You're meant to do a lot of things, Peter. But saving the world isn't wrong. You gotta learn to recognize when life is bigger than you are. You're not a fighter. But that's okay, the world needs nurses too.
When I'm around you, I can do what you can do. Isaac, Hiro Nakamura, like this girl Claire. See, I think that we're all the same somehow. And this bomb that Isaac painted, I think we're supposed to stop it, but I just... I don't think I can do it.
That's because you can't.
How can you stop what's coming?
When you don't know anything about power.
Nathan's become Sila, but when Peter backs away, no one's there. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. D.L. Hawkins and Micah Sanders, rural Utah. D.L. opens the car door and gets shot in the shoulder. Jessica's in a tree firing at him.
Micah!
Yes!
Stay down!
She trains the crosshairs on D.L.'s head. The bullet goes straight through him, leaving him unharmed and into the wheel of the car. Jessica climbs down from the tree and walks across the road towards DL with a gun in her hand, oblivious to the traffic. She sees her reflection in his car.
What are you looking at?
She looks inside the car, but Micah isn't there. Eden sitting on a chair in a corridor outside a door when Mr. Bennett arrives.
Anything?
Slept through the night.
He types a code into a security lock that opens the door, but he stops Eden from following.
I got this.
He goes inside and switches on a light, which reveals a concrete cell behind a large glass window. In the cell, there's a bed with someone lying on it.
You lost a lot of blood.
We sewed you up the best we could.
It's Sila.
Turns out you're not so untouchable after all. Oh, no. No, you'll find your abilities won't work. Not here.
You're not going anywhere, Gabriel.
My name is Sila.
Now it is. It wasn't so long ago that you were Gabriel Gray, an insignificant watchmaker.
I restored timepieces. You know why I was so good at it?
No, why don't you tell me?
Because I can see how things work. What makes them
tick.
Like you.
We're interested in how things work as well. Everyone else we've met has had only one ability. You've taken on several.
Yes, that's what makes me special.
That's important to you, isn't it? Being special.
It's important to everyone.
I think you're insane. I think the infusion of so many alterations to your DNA has corrupted your mind. All this power is degrading you.
Yet here I am, alive and well, and as soon as I get out, I'm going to collect one more ability from your daughter. Sweet, innocent.
That's enough.
Ripe, indestructible.
I said that's enough, Gabriel.
My name is Tyler!
Mr. Bennett smiles at him from behind the glass, then walks away, stopping to turn off the light.
Options. There are no options with an individual like this. Maybe I didn't make the risk clear. Understood, of course.
Is it true?
You have to be a little bit more specific, Eden. I've got more than one house on fire at the moment.
We're keeping him alive.
Those are our marching orders.
Think about what he almost did to Claire. I could tell him to kill himself. No one would have to know.
He thinks for a moment, but is distracted when the Haitian walks into view at the other end of the corridor.
I don't have time for this, not today.
You know I'm right. I know I'm right, and if that Haitian could speak, he'd tell you I'm right.
Mr. Bennett walks up to the Haitian, who nods in recognition as he approaches. Diel and Micah are running through the woods. They stop and Diel takes off his blood-soaked jacket. He leaves it on a bush.
Walk back the way you came. In the footsteps.
They backtrack.
Like the Indians.
Just like the Indians.
That wasn't the police.
You don't know that.
Dad, they've got to warn you before they shoot. It's a rule.
The police don't always follow the rules, son, trust me.
They see an old stone house.
Give me a hand.
And make their way towards it. DL tries the door, but it's locked. Micah watches as he puts his hand and arm through the wood and opens it from the inside. DL cautiously looks in. He picks up some clothes, then comes back out and gives them to Micah, who holds them while DL takes his top off. DL sits down.
Dad, are you gonna be okay?
Big Daddy, I'm gonna be as good as new. I just need you to help me with these bandages. You can do that, right?
Yeah.
They tear the clothes into strips.
It was her, wasn't it? It was Jessica.
She looked like your mom.
Mom would never hurt you on purpose.
She just did, Micah.
His eyes close, and he slumps back onto the rock.
Dad? Dad, wake up! Dad, you need to wake up!
An interview room.
Your brother's pretty well connected. Even down here. I had to climb over 6 lawyers to get to you, Mr. Petrelli. Are you okay?
My head feels like it's gonna split open.
Help yourself.
I didn't kill that girl.
We know. The blood we found on you was your own. We checked you out, and you don't seem to have any injuries. Care to explain that?
If I'm not being charged, can I go?
What's a hospice nurse from Manhattan doing at a high school homecoming in Texas? You some kind of pervert?
My brother said not to talk.
We don't need you to talk.
Matt tries to listen to his thoughts.
You need a stitch.
Peter flinches in pain.
What are you doing to me?
Matt stares at him, surprised.
Save the cheerleader.
Too late for that, Matt. The cheerleader's dead.
Claire's dead? No, that's not possible.
He just read her mind.
Is he one of them?
The cheerleader's name was Jackie Wilcox. What the hell is going on?
No, Claire's the one that he wanted.
Claire?
But you're not protecting her?
Why would you know who he wanted?
You want to catch this guy? You need to find her. You need to protect her.
He's telling the truth.
We better find this cheerleader.
You're not going to let me out of here?
You get out when I get answers.
They both leave, and Peter sits down again, distressed. Mohinder arrives at his New York apartment carrying a cardboard box. He puts it down, then sees a note on the wall that reads, "Welcome home. I knew you'd be back. Now get back to work. Love, Eden." Later, he's on the phone.
I faxed the list to your Quantico office yesterday. Names, addresses, why haven't you warned them? Looking into it, at least 6 of the people on this list are dead, all of them from the same killer. James Walker in Los Angeles was killed 9 days ago. Charlene Andrews 2 days ago, Midland, Texas. Doesn't this mean anything to you people? But do you really want to take that chance? Fine, I won't, never mind.
He looks down at a note on the desk that has Isaac Mendez, New York City, written on it, and holds it up against his father's map on the wall. Isaac's drawing.
You're sketching.
I am.
And you're sober.
The locks on the door help.
Anything interesting?
Nothing predictive, if that's what you're asking.
I don't think I can do it clean.
You'll get there.
To be honest, it's nice to be drawing just to draw again. That's what I liked about comics. You don't have to take them too seriously.
Good guys catching bad guys. Which reminds me, Claire, the cheerleader, she's alive.
Peter, you saved her.
Oh, you did. With your gift, I mean, thanks to you, Siler won't be able to hurt anybody anymore.
This means we can't change the future. Maybe stop that bomb.
Well, I wish you the best of luck.
What? Where are you going?
Off the reservation.
You're leaving? What good is painting the future if no one will do anything to change it?
She bends down to kiss him on the cheek and puts something in his hand.
So change it.
It's a mobile phone and a yellow plastic card. Isaac looks at the pictures of Hero and Ando under the homecoming banner. In the real place, Hero says, "I couldn't save Charlie, and now the cheerleader's dead too."
The Earth is doomed?
Save the cheerleader, save the world. We failed to save her, so we can't save the world.
No, no, save the cheerleader, then save the world.
No, it's an if-then statement. I was the one who said it.
Future you doesn't count as you.
Never mind, two people died. If we don't continue, they died for nothing. We will find a way. We must.
How?
Get back on mission. Find Peter Petrelli. Find the artist. Stop the bomb. Destiny hasn't forgotten us. Hero takes out his phone.
Hello?
Hero? Hero Nakamura?
Yes?
This is Isaac Mendes.
Mr. Isaac?
Hero. We need to meet.
Dare?
Who is it?
Ume.
Destiny.
I wish Destiny would lose our number.
And then he grabbed her and I tried to save her, but he was killing her.
Mr. Bennett takes Claire's hand as Audrey listens.
She told me to run, so I ran. But I left her and I ran.
I'm sorry, Claire. I know you've been through a lot. I just have a few more questions. This man, did he exhibit anything out of the ordinary?
Matt tries to hear her thoughts from outside the room.
You mean besides killing my friend?
No, like being able to fall 5 stories and walk away without a scratch.
What?
You said Peter Petrelli tackled the man who killed Jackie and they both fell over the ledge. That's a pretty long fall.
He struggles to hear anything.
Is Peter okay?
He survived without a scratch. How do you think he did that?
All I know is he saved my life.
He's a very lucky guy. You didn't seem to get hurt at all either.
Guess I'm lucky too.
We found some of your blood at the crime scene.
Look, I've told you everything I know, okay?
Do you have what you need, Agent Hansen?
Mr. Bennett sees her looking at Matt.
Yes, of course. Thank you both very much for your time.
Wait, can I talk to Peter?
Excuse me.
Yes?
Mr. Bennett, I just want to let you know that we're doing everything in our power to get this guy.
Well, I appreciate that, Mr.
Parkman. Officer Matt Parkman.
I really appreciate that, Officer Parkman. Thank you.
Matt looks down at Claire. Then they leave, and he shakes his head.
You don't have to be a mind reader to know she's hiding something. What is it?
I didn't get anything. I mean, there was this distinct absence of sound.
You mean silence?
No, it was more like a static interfering with my, whatever the hell this thing is.
Oh, that's a new one.
No, it's not, actually. I've heard this before, once when I went to that bar. It's the last thing that I heard or didn't hear before I lost a day.
They enter a side room, and the Haitian steps round the corner into the corridor. Jessica's running through the woods when she finds DL's jacket and quickly goes over to it. She picks it up and looks around the wood intensely, then notices the blood on the arm. She becomes thoughtful and her features soften. Then she shakes her head and looks more closely at the bloodstain. She runs, but trips, and sees her reflection in the stream.
Get up.
Nikki looks up and sees Jessica.
What did you do?
What I had to do to get Micah back. If you cared about Micah, you wouldn't have taken those shots. You could have missed. I don't miss. You saw DL's jacket.
DL's Micah's father.
DL is a criminal. He brought danger into our home. You want Micah to end up like that?
You're wrong about him. You're out of control.
What do you know about control, Nikki?
You're part of me. You do what I say.
It doesn't work like that. Not anymore.
Why are you doing this?
Because you're not strong enough.
Mom! Micah? Mom, is that you? I'm coming!
Jessica runs off with a pistol in her hand. Peter's in his cell when a policeman lets Claire and Mr. Bennett in.
You're okay.
Thanks, you.
Mr. Petrelli, I'm Claire's father.
Hi.
You saved my little girl. I owe you my life.
I was just in the right place.
Maybe one day I'll be in the right place and can return the favor. Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hey, Dad, can you wait outside?
Of course.
Smiling, he goes out and leaves the two of them alone.
How long have you known?
Known what?
Now you're like me. You would have died if you couldn't.
Wait, do you heal? Is that it?
All this time I thought it was just me. Now there's you. Is that why you came for me? Is that why you asked me if I was the one?
No, I knew I had to save you.
Why?
To save the world.
What do I have to do with the world?
I don't know. Yet. I do know that I don't think I would be here if it wasn't for you. I think I died.
I've died before. It's no big deal.
I'm not like you, Claire. This healing thing is kind of new for me.
Wait, you didn't know that you were going to heal when you dove off the building?
No. It's kind of stupid, huh?
That's not.
Claire looks round at her father and nods, then goes to the door, but turns to look at Peter before she leaves.
You're totally my hero.
Peter watches her go. In the woods...
Micah! Mom? Mom, is that you? Mom!
Dad's hurt.
Where is he?
In there. He's bleeding.
Dad. Jessica goes into the house with her gun drawn. DL hits her in the stomach with a shovel and she falls backwards. He goes for the gun, but she kicks him away.
Stop fighting! Stop fighting!
It's for your own good!
Micah!
Jessica hurled him onto some rocks.
Micah!
Are you okay, son?
Micah.
Stay away!
It's me, baby.
Nikki crouches down in front of him.
Mom, is that you?
It's me.
Micah and DL both look at her fearfully. Then Micah sits up and throws his arms around her neck.
I am so sorry.
Nikki looks deeply into his eyes, then turns to DL.
I'm so sorry.
He reaches out to take hold of her, and the three of them hug. Claire and Zach are on the playing field.
Hey.
Hey.
So what have people been saying?
Well, official word is that somebody got killed in the high school, but everybody knows it's Jackie. I got like 4 text messages this morning.
Did you bring the tapes?
Yeah. There wasn't that much to...
She stamps on them.
That's pretty destroyed, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna play again. Look, I feel really bad about breaking up and pushing you to go to homecoming last night. I'm sorry.
You shouldn't feel bad. You did it because you're my friend. Probably the best friend I've ever had.
You know, I've only been your friend for 2 weeks.
I didn't say it wasn't pathetic.
You know you could have been killed.
I know. Look, I gotta go. My dad just wanted to make sure that you weren't gonna say anything to anyone.
Of course. Cross my heart.
Thanks, Zach.
Zach leaves, and the smile falls from Claire's face as she becomes thoughtful. Hero and Ander are waiting outside a large bus depot when a bus pulls up. The second passenger to get off is Isaac, and Hero runs to him.
Hiro Nakamura, I presume.
Mr. Isaac?
They go into the burnt toast diner.
This hasn't even gone to the printer yet. It's incredible. You really went to the future. Jumping through time, I mean.
And the space. Your power very strong too.
I'm not so sure about that.
I can only do it when I'm chasing. Stoned. On drugs. What else did you see there, then?
I saw the bomb. It exploded the city and destroyed many things. And I saw you.
What about me?
I saw you on the floor. You are dead. With your head cut off.
Okay.
The man who cuts off heads, he's taken care of.
Hero looks over at a photo of Charlie.
He's caught?
That is very good news. Hero lost a friend. The brain man killed her.
Isaac thinks for a moment.
Wait a minute.
And gets a sketchbook from his bag.
I painted this 2 days ago, sober. Is this your friend?
Yes.
I did it. You say your mission is to stop the bomb in New York.
Yes, our destiny.
I think it may be mine too. I painted that mural on my floor. And very recently I painted a picture of a man exploding.
How do you stop an exploding man?
Claire gets home.
Mom? Dad?
Mom's at the store. I don't know where Dad is.
Did Dad talk to you?
About what?
About me. He knows. And he knows that you know. My thing? That I can't get hurt?
That didn't hurt.
Lyle, I'm serious. Now tell me what Dad said to you.
I haven't seen Dad all day.
He was supposed to pick you up from practice.
Well, he didn't.
Well, how'd you get home?
Lyle looks down.
Lyle, how did you get home?
He shakes his head, speechless.
I don't remember.
Back in the woods.
I can get you some help, Nick.
You don't understand.
I have doctors that can help with situations like this.
Dee, she's stronger than me.
I don't believe that for a second.
God, you've seen what she can do. How do you explain that?
A lot of things that I can't explain. Like why you shot me.
Jessica shot you. She's gonna come back and take Micah. She's out of control. She could really hurt him, even...
Nikki stops suddenly.
I can't be trusted.
Nick.
Micah sits down on the ground.
Micah? You're right.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Come on. I'll get you to a hotel. we're gonna get you cleaned up, all right? Nick, we're gonna go to the hotel.
Nick is gone.
Nick?
She walks up to a policeman on the other side of the road.
Can I help you, man?
Yeah, you can arrest me.
Arrest you for what?
Murder.
DL can see her talking to him and looks questioningly at Micah. Audrey and Matt are in a car.
Really, Parkman? Since when does absence of noise warrant a stakeout?
You always say I don't take you anywhere.
You sure know how to spoil a girl.
Eat your Tex-Mex.
Gotta say, you can be cute. Oh, God, did he just hear that? Did you just read my mind? You can't do that. It was a stray thought. You can't do that.
You really think I'm, cute?
I really think you're married. And I really think you love your wife.
I do.
Then why haven't you called to yell at her so you can go home already? That's what you want, isn't it?
I don't want to be a chump.
So still loving your wife after she has sex with someone else makes you a chump?
Doesn't it?
Grow up, Parkman. If you want your marriage to work, you have to find a way to make it work. Otherwise, you are kind of a chump. Cheerleader's dad, 9 o'clock.
He's talking to the Haitian.
That guy that's with him, I know that guy.
From where?
He was at the bar the night I first heard that static.
What, how do you know? I thought you lost that whole day.
Matt hushes her and tries to listen.
Matt, maybe we should get out of here.
Hold on, I'm just trying to get something.
They're walking towards the car, and as Matt concentrates on them, his nose starts bleeding. He turns away and puts his hand to his mouth.
I was only able to get one word.
What?
Siler.
Claire's on the playing field when Zach cycles up behind her.
All right, Claire, I'm here. What's the emergency?
Something's going on. It's like the Stepford body snatchers or something. My brother doesn't remember anything. What I can do, nothing. It's like they've made him forget.
All right, so this is another one of your little cheerleader initiation pranks. Is that it? Mm. Is it?
Zach, are you listening to me? Something is going on.
What is your damage? Look, you haven't talked to me since sixth grade, and now you call me out of the blue? What is this about?
They got you too.
Are you on crystal meth or something? Because this is really cracky behavior.
Claire becomes panicked and walks away.
Claire!
She runs across the grass onto the running track and starts sprinting along it. Siler's sitting in his dark cell when Mr. Bennett walks into the room on the other side of the glass and turns the lights on. He pushes some food through a hatchway.
You see yourself as some sort of humanitarian, don't you? A do-gooder, a hero, kidnapping men and women who are different. Does that make you feel powerful? We're quite alike, you know. You collect special people. So do I.
We're gonna take you apart, Gabriel. Like one of your little watches.
Sorry, timepieces. And we're gonna find out exactly what makes you tick.
Mr. Bennett turns out the light and leaves Siler sitting in the dark. Hero and Ander are waiting for Isaac to paint something.
I don't think I can do this.
Yes, you can. Concentrate.
Hero pulls a face to demonstrate concentration. Then goes back and joins Ando on the other side of the canvas. Isaac closes his eyes, then opens them again. They've turned white, and his actions become urgent as he takes his shirt off.
It's okay.
He starts drawing. Mr. Bennett's in his car.
Hello?
Tell me you remember. You remember what I told you last night, don't you? You remember what we talked about?
Of course I do. What's going on?
You said that there were people who wanted to hurt me. I think they got to Zach and Lyle. They don't remember anything.
happened. I don't know what to do.
Where are you?
I'm at home. Where's Mom? Where's Lyle?
Just stay where you are. I'll be right there. I love you, Claire. You're gonna be okay.
Okay.
The door opens quietly behind her, and the Haitian walks into the room, then grabs her. He kicks the door shut.
I work for your father. He sent me here to make you forget. Like he sent me to your friend and your brother and to your mother so many times. He'll be here soon, expecting that you won't remember anything. But it is very important that you do. Tell me, Claire. Can you keep a secret?
He keeps his hand over Claire's mouth. Hero and Ando are still waiting.
What will we do once he paints something?
Maybe we should make sure he's okay.
I thought he only painted the future.
Oh no! What if I step on a bug? I could change history.
Change history? You're going to die.
The painting shows Hero fighting a dinosaur. I really need to find that sword. Mohinder's in his flat.
Hello?
Mohinder? It's me.
Eden?
Look, I'm not who you think I am. I lied to you, and I'm really sorry, and I'm gonna explain it all to you soon.
Where are you? What's going on?
First, I need to make things right.
She enters Sila's cell.
Starting with killing the man who murdered your father.
Eden, wait, I...
Eden turns on the light and stands looking at Sila, with her hands behind her back.
I do know you, don't I?
She's holding a gun.
I live next door to Chandra Suresh.
That wonderful ability. The power of persuasion in this whole time you were the girl next door.
I'm gonna take this gun, and I'm gonna put it in that slot, and you're gonna take it, and you're gonna blow your brains out.
You knew, didn't you?
He breaks the glass and grabs her.
You knew what I was, and you let it continue. In a way, you helped me. And after I've consumed your power, you'll help me even more. Eden, you know that won't hurt me.
Eden turns the gun on herself, and blood covers the broken glass. Peter's sitting in his cell when a policeman lets Nathan in.
What are you doing here, Nathan?
Let's go.
Aren't you gonna ask what happened?
I know what happened. You got yourself in trouble. You nearly got yourself killed.
I saved a girl.
Had to be a hero, didn't you? Get it out of your system now?
I finally get it now, Nathan. I have these dreams. And when I'm around someone with them, Billy, I can do what they can do.
You look like hell.
And I was with that girl. And that guy that was trying to kill that girl and this cop. I think it was reading my mind. They were all like us.
Dysfunctional?
No, they... Nathan, I have to stop that bomb. I have to save everybody.
Right now, I settle for you walking straight.
Peter falls to the ground. When he opens his eyes, he's looking well and wearing different clothes, but lying on the ground in a deserted city. He stands up, confused, then looks around and down a small underpass. In the road, all the cars have been abandoned. Peter walks towards and then amongst the cars, most of them with their doors still open. He comes across a bicycle lying on the ground, its wheel still spinning. A banner hanging from a building reads, "Vote Petrelli." Peter stops suddenly when someone opens a taxi door. It's Mohinder, who gets out and runs away from him. Peter steps forward, but Matt's holding his hand up to stop him and telling Nikki, DL and Micah to run. Nathan's coming slowly through a revolving door, while Claire runs up to Peter and stops in front of him. She looks upset and shakes her head. Peter turns to see Simone running towards him, but Isaac stops her and grabs her. Hero and Ando are watching him. Claire mouths the words, "I'm sorry," and starts backing away from him as he looks down at his hands, which are starting to emit a strong white light. Claire runs as Nathan walks up to Peter, who starts to burn up, then explodes. Outside the police station.
Easy, easy. It's all right, it's all right. It's all right.
It's all my fault. The explosion.
What are you talking about?
It's me.
Breathe. Come up here. Breathe. Peter.
Peter! Peter!
To be continued.